So throughout tactical school, while he performed as well as anyone, his real concentration was still on the problems of the current political situation on Earth. For tactical school was at ISL, and so the library there was constantly being updated, and not just with the material authorized for inclusion in finite ships' libraries. For the first time, Bean began to read the writings of current political thinkers on Earth. He read what was coming out of Russia, and once again was astonished at how nakedly they pursued their ambitions. The Chinese writers saw the danger, but being Chinese, made no effort to rally support in other nations for any kind of resistance. To the Chinese, once something was known in China, it was known everywhere that mattered. And the Euro-American nations seemed dominated by a studied ignorance that to Bean appeared to be a death wish. Yet there were some who were awake, struggling to create coalitions. Two popular commentators in particular came to Bean's attention. Demosthenes at first glance seemed to be a rabble-rouser, playing on prejudice and xenophobia. But he was also having considerable success in leading a popular movement. Bean didn't know if life under a government headed by Demosthenes would be any better than living under the Russians, but Demosthenes would at least make a contest out of it. The other commentator that Bean took note of was Locke, a lofty, high-minded fellow who nattered about world peace and forging alliances. Yet amid his apparent complacency, Locke actually seemed to be working from the same set of facts as Demosthenes, taking it for granted that the Russians were vigorous enough to lead the world, but unprepared to do so in a beneficial way. In a way, it was as if Demosthenes and Locke were doing their research together, reading all the same sources, learning from all the same correspondents, but then appealing to completely different audiences. For a while, Bean even toyed with the possibility that Locke and Demosthenes were the same person. But no, the writing styles were different, and more importantly, they thought and analyzed differently. Bean didn't think anyone was smart enough to fake that. Whoever they were, these two commentators were the people that seemed to see the situation most accurately, and so Bean began to conceive of his essay on strategy in the post-Formic world as a letter to both Locke and Demosthenes. A private letter. An anonymous letter. Because his observations should be known, and these two seemed to be in the best position to bring Bean's ideas to fruition. Resorting to old habits, Bean spent some time in the library watching several officers log on to the net, and soon had 6 logins that he could use. He then wrote his letter in 6 parts, using a different login for each part, and then sent the parts to Locke and Demosthenes within minutes of each other. He did it during an hour when the library was crowded, and made sure that he himself was logged into the net on his own desk in his barracks, ostensibly playing a game. He doubted they'd be counting his keystrokes and realize that he wasn't actually doing anything with his desk during that time. And if they did trace the letter back to him, well, too bad. In all likelihood, Locke and Demosthenes would not try to trace him. In his letter, he asked them not to. They would either believe him or not. They would agree with him or not. Beyond that, he could not go. He had spelled out for them exactly what the dangers were, what the Russian strategy obviously was, and what steps must be taken to ensure that the Russians did not succeed in their preemptive strike. One of the most important points he made was that the children from battle, tactical, and command school had to be brought back to Earth as quickly as possible once the buggers were defeated. If they remained in space, they would either be taken by the Russians or kept in ineffectual isolation by the IF. But these children were the finest military minds that humanity had produced in this generation. If the power of one great nation was to be subdued, it would require brilliant commanders in opposition to them. Within a day, Demosthenes had an essay on the nets calling for the battle school to be dissolved at once and all those children brought home. "They have kidnapped our most promising children, our Alexanders and Napoleons, our Rommels and Pattons, our Caesars and Fredericks and Washingtons and Saladins are being kept in a tower where we can't reach them, where they can't help their own people remain free from the threat of Russian domination. And who can doubt that the Russians intend to seize those children and use them? Or if they can't, they will certainly try, with a single well-placed missile, to blast them all to bits, depriving us of our natural military leadership. Delicious demagoguery, designed to spark fear and outrage. Bean could imagine the consternation in the military as their precious school became a political issue. It was an emotional issue that Demosthenes would not let go of, and other nationalists all over the world would fervently echo. And because it was about children, no politician could dare oppose the principle that all the children in battle school would come home the moment the war ended. Not only that, but on this issue, Locke lent his prestigious, moderate voice to the cause, openly supporting the principle of the return of the children. By all means, pay the piper, rid us of the invading rats, and then bring our children home. I saw, I wrote, and the world changed a little. It was a heady feeling. It made all the work at tactical school seem almost meaningless by comparison. He wanted to bound into the classroom and tell the others about his triumph. But they would look at him like he was crazy. They knew nothing about the world at large and took no responsibility for it. They were closed into the military world. 3 days after Bean sent his letters to Locke and Demosthenes, the children came to class and found that they were to depart immediately for command school, this time joined by Karn Carby, who had been a class ahead of them in tactical school. They had spent only 3 months at ISL, and Bean couldn't help wondering if his letters had not had some influence over the timing. If there was some danger that the children might be sent home prematurely, the IF had to make sure their prize specimens were out of reach.